You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Good morning. On a Monday, Cyber Monday, right? Yeah, Cyber Monday. Welcome to All Marine Radio. Are you one of those cyber people? Yeah, I don't know that I am either. Although if I had to buy something, I might look into that today. But I don't know that I don't know that I'm one of those people. So I don't know that I have to do that, which is a good thing for me. Yeah, hope you had a happy Thanksgiving. I spent it with Jeff Kenny and his family. My daughters were with my ex-wife, and so I went down to Jeff's house and spent it with he and his wife Lori and their kids. So that was the food was great and the company was better. So very cool. And then I had two great experiences over the weekend that I'll tell you about. But I'm looking for an article that talks about how evidently it's in the New York Times, so that's where I should look. All right, that's where I should look. And but anyway, it's about a SEAL who gave an interview to the New York Times, and he's expressing concern over the fallout of all of the Gallagher thing, and that he's seeing things that aren't right. So anyway, hope to get maybe Andy. Andy Milburn on to talk about a little bit. As we, I mean, we continue to follow that story. And again, a community that has been adrift for a while. Let me put it that way. Lost its way. And kind of interesting as one side of that community says, what, there's nothing wrong here. Leave us alone. And there's another side of that community says, no, we got problems. So anyway, I saw an article early this morning, and now I can't find it. I was reading one of the times I woke up this morning. One of the things I did over Thanksgiving was I slept. Yeah. I caught up on some sleep. Which is kind of interesting. So yeah. And normally I can't sleep like that, but for whatever reason I did. So that was kind of cool. I caught up on some sleep. And then I started, as I said I would, you know, I intend to write two books before the first of the year. And, the post-traumatic winning book. Now, I kind of ran up, I've written, I don't know, I don't want that book to be more than like 120 pages. I don't want it to be something that people look at and go, oh, I want it to be something that people look at and go, oh, wow, I'll knock that out in a day. You know, I'd like to hear what that person has to say. And, so anyway, I wrote, I don't know, how many pages is it now? About 70 pages into it? But I have a bit of a, I don't want to say, yeah, about 76 pages into it. I have a bit of a conundrum. The presentation, Post-Traumatic Winning, is, you know, it's designed for groups. Right? The book would be purchased by individuals, but, I mean, there might have to be a section in there relative to the group. Yes, eh? I think. So, anywho, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. That's what I'm looking at. So do I need to kind of, there's a version for individuals, certainly. But, so the book is aimed at individuals with a section for groups. So anyway, but I would say I'm probably about, I don't know, not quite three quarters of the way done with that. And, so you can sit at your computer, and if you're doing it in Microsoft Word, which I was, there's a button on the far right that says dictate, right? And then you speak it, and it gets transcribed, and it's pretty accurate. And so that's what I was doing. I did that just about every day, and then, and so I should have done this already, but I didn't. I'm hanging out on what day? I'm hanging out, and what day of the week was it? I have to find the message. So anyway, this happened on Saturday. So just living my life, right? Getting ready to, I think, write, or maybe I was already writing, and I get this text. Good morning, Mac. I thought you would like to see this. My aunt and uncle have your post-traumatic winning list, he's referring to the Three Goals and Ten Commandments, up in their bathroom so they can see it as a daily reminder. Thank you. Talk about making my day, right? For a couple reasons. One, right, him changing other people's lives, which means what? He's transformed his own life, or he's in the process of transforming his own life, which is cool on top of cool on top of cool on top of cool, right? Exactly. And then them being so moved by it that they put it up in their bathroom. And so I sent that picture to friends and people that have supported All Marine Radio to say, look, you know, if your Thanksgiving wasn't good enough, let me make it a little bit better. And the responses were awesome. You know, and as the people that have kind of helped this thing along, the people that have opened doors, and other people that have been instrumental, people like Bob Nielsen, right? It's like, hey, look, this doesn't happen without you, right? Now, and again, these are real people that are living real lives that have real problems. And in these truths that you've been a part of helping get to people, they find solace, they find meaning, they find truth. And I said, you know, thank you for what you contributed, and keep up the good work. I mean, I shared it with people like Matt Kiker. I shared it with Sergeant Doe, you know, because those guys, you know, their voices all, you know, lend themselves to what this thing has become. And it's really cool because for them, they've obviously never had an experience like this, as none of us really have. And so when, out of the blue, like happened to me, all of a sudden, this ray of incredibly bright sunshine comes bombing into their zip code, it's awesome. It's awesome. So then, as I sent that around, I had somebody say, well, let me share this with you, right? And so, again, the names have been changed to protect the innocent, but so I got this. This is somebody who had sent these to another relative, right? Thank you, and it gives a name, for showing me this, right? The post-traumatic winning and the 3 goals and the 10 commandments. Everyone needs to be aware that they don't have to be in a war to have post-traumatic stress. I'm starting to identify myself as having it with all the deaths of people I love and the deep sadness I feel at times. I need to deal, heal, and be real. And there's it says post-traumatic winning. Then below it says the gospel of post-traumatic winning. But no, and then that one like thunders into my life. And you just, you know, so if Thanksgiving wasn't good enough, you know, with family and friends and whatnot, for me anyway, it became even better. And again, just out of the blue, these things happen to me, and it's the coolest experience. And as I always say, what's cool about it is that anybody can do it. Anybody can do it. And that is, that's what I love about post-traumatic winning. It is exportable, and the people that need help can get that help. And so, yeah, my Thanksgiving was changed, with a small email. And then, listen to this, and then it gets even better. So, the original text message, right, comes from a Marine in Southern California. And so he and I trade, you know, so where are you? Turns out, he's less than 2 miles from me. I said, hey, could I come over and meet him? And he said, well, let me check, you know, and he said, well, we've got to go to church and doing some things. And so I wound up going over to the house yesterday in the afternoon and meeting him, and just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful people, you know. But again, like everybody, you know, struggling, you know, with whatever they struggle with. And then all of a sudden you read these things that tell you that you don't have to be alone, that you're not unique, that this is normal, and they have the same reaction that everybody has, like, who are you and what is this, right? And so, no, just a couple of spent a couple hours over there, just talking and having a good time and meeting people, and then saying, hey, look, if there's any way that you could help spread this, let me know. We're neighbors. I'd be happy to work, whether it's at your kids' high school or in your through your church or whatever. So please, if you can help. People that get touched, they want to help spread the news. So anyway, it was just a pretty cool Thanksgiving, because of that, right? Because of that, it sounds kind of stupid, but post-traumatic winning makes everything better, right? It makes everything better. And I'm not joking when I say that. Cause your day's chugging along a lot, and then all of a sudden, this thunder rolls into your day, and it's the most amazing, happy, right? Happy feeling in the world. And so, as I've said before, cannot do it enough. And it just keeps getting better, which is hard to believe. So, anyway, good morning on the Monday after Thanksgiving, Cyber Monday. Alex Holling's going to join us. We'll catch up with Alex. Haven't talked to him in a few weeks, so we'll catch up with Alex. There's some stories that I want to get to, good morning to you. Alex is going to be our guest. He'll join us in about 38 minutes, something like that. 45, 50 minus 2, yeah, 48 minutes. I was right. Anyway, all right, so the United States Marine Corps Band makes this morning official. Good morning to you. This is dedicated to two people who changed my Thanksgiving weekend. I can't say thank you enough as I drop my headphones. I can't say thank you enough. And just a small act that they would say, I don't think it was that big of a deal, I just wanted you to see that, is a big deal. So this is dedicated to two people that changed other people's lives. And then turn around and made mine better. So, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you for sending what you sent. And again, the drug if you're struggling, the drug if your friends are struggling that they need is the drug that comes from changing somebody else's life. Right? And that's the bottom line. And you gotta help them get there. So, this is to get dedicated to two people that have done that. Nice going, and thank you. Thank you for sharing.
We are proud to play the You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
It defines us. It defines warriors like Gunnery Sergeant John Canley, a leader who led from the front. With his Marines outnumbered, he pushed forward during the Battle of Way City, standing tall during firefights and throwing himself into harm's way to keep his fellow Marines safe.
The only thing I was doing was just responding. The Marines, the young Marines, it shows them that it's not do as I say, it's do as I do. And just being that close with them brings motivation to them.
During firefights, when we'd be all hugging Mother Earth, he'd be standing up directing us. And I think if you talk to every Alpha Company Marine, we're amazed that he was never shot.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
If you don't love your Marine, then you really ought to get out. The only reason I stuck around that low paying outfit 40 years is for the absolute pleasure of serving alongside cocky, rambunctious, disciplined, selfless, unbelievably selfless young Marine. And the infantry got its name, infantry young soldier. And I enjoyed being around them. And in the military, it's all about the team. And so if you don't know the team players beyond simply their rank and last name, you don't care about them deeply. I mean, just go up to Bethesda anytime you want to see the cost of war and see the ranks on the rooms that you're walking into. Lance Corporal here, Lance Corporal there, PFC here, Sergeant there, Lieutenant. If you don't care about these guys, don't expect them to care about what's important to you. They're putting their lives on the line.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah. He goes, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Once you're out of the Corps, you know, it's your responsibility to live your life in a way that would honor those that were with you and died. I mean, don't waste your life. Goodness, do something meaningful and don't be going out there saying, look, oh, woe is me. I'm a poor veteran or I'm a disabled veteran. Well, yeah, I am a disabled veteran. But, you know, we can't have that kind of attitude. We've got to show people that, hey, we care about our country. We care about what happens to everyone. Marine Corps changed me. It made me a better man, but I don't know a Marine that wouldn't tell you the same thing, Mike.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds and win. You got to win.
A26. Time to, my voice sounds deeper. Yes. A lot of times I take the bass out of my voice. Right? That's my normal voice. Alright? But a lot of times I tweak it. To sound like more like that. Yeah. Anyway. Sometimes microphones have too much bass in them. I don't like that. But anyway. So. Now there you go. A little bit of behind the scenes. Yeah. A look behind the scenes here at All Marine Radio. Currently cloudy and 46 in Quantico. Weather on the East Coast, weather across the country, as a matter of fact. Camp Lejeune is partly cloudy and 50 degrees, so it's cold in North Carolina. 29 Palms, clouds in 46. Pendleton, clouds in 50. Out in Hawaii, dark cloudy and 70. Okinawa's cooled off. Dark cloudy and 64. In Afghanistan, early in the evening, clear, dark, and 51, so cold in Afghanistan. And in Iraq, where they have protests all over the place, prime minister's resigned. Yeah, that's got a little interesting. Iran's hold on the Middle East. Uh-oh. Exactly. Dark, cloudy, and 60 in the capital of the province of Al-Anbar, that is known as the city of Ramadi. That is a look at your weather. When we come back, we'll take a look at news. And here on a Monday, China says, sorry, Navy, no more showing up in Hong Kong, which sucks because Hong Kong's an awesome liberty port. But, the President of the United States signed the law into, you know, had the absolute audacity to support free people, right? Like, what could he be thinking, right? But, we might see if we can get Grant Newsham on this week, too, and see if Grant will talk about, Grant has this thing about the United States finally standing up on its hind legs. I think that's hilarious, you know, him using the phrase hind legs. So, so China strikes back. No libo. Damn it. That sucked, right? That sucks. So anyway, only if you're out there looking to go on libo in Hong Kong, right? But, you know, maybe they'll head over to the Philippines. Good for the Philippines. That's a ton of money that comes into the community. You know, a windfall, if you will. Or you can head down to Singapore. Singapore is a beautiful old historic city. But Hong Kong, I'll tell you what, Hong Kong, absolutely beautiful, man. It is, it's like San Francisco, but more picturesque, if you could imagine that. Yeah, it goes from water to mountains in a very short space. And it's absolutely beautiful, that basin and the water and all the building and all the people and whatnot. So, yeah, Hong Kong, pretty unique city, very cosmopolitan because of its British influence, along with the Chinese influence, along with the Filipino influence, the Australian. So it's all like collides in Hong Kong. So, it's a pretty interesting and fun place because of its cosmopolitan nature. But it's not going to be like that for anybody in the United States Navy or the Marine Corps anytime soon. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in a crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255 and press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
Let me tell you what else I did yesterday. So my ex-wife called me, and she says, hey, would you mind helping the guy that's moving the refrigerator into my place? And I said, no, I'll help. She said, okay, be here at 4. And I said, all right. So I go over there. Dude doesn't have a clue, man. Not a clue. So he shows up, right? He's from Poland. His name is Mark. So I'm like messing with him. So I start calling him Thomas. Thomas! And my daughter's like, stop it. Please. I'm like, what? Thomas is a good Polish name, right? And he said, it is. I said, okay. He could be Thomas then. And so I'm calling him Thomas. And I said, is that going to fit, like, through this doorway? And he looked at me and goes, what? And I said, I think you should measure whether it's going to fit through the doorway. And he does. Not even close. So now we got to take the refrigerator apart. The front door is off. So that takes a while. And so, yeah, it spent like an hour and a half. I thought I was just moving like it up the stairs. Oh, no. Disassembly and assembly. And then, because I'm such a good guy, yeah, exactly. Disassembly, assembly, and then disposal. Yeah, disposal. Yeah, me and old Tom, man, we were hanging out for a while. So, quite the adventure yesterday as I marauded around the countryside. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Always measure, okay? Always measure before you go ahead and think you're going to do some moving of refrigerators. I had an experience up in Los Angeles. My friend Lottie's from Paris. Yeah. And Lottie's a good dude. Anyway, Lottie says, Michael, I said, what? Could you help me? I said, of course I'll help you. So, anyway, he says, my friend, Jack, is going to take the refrigerator. I said, okay, where's Jack live? He said, oh, he lives down the block. I said, okay, so we're going to take the refrigerator down the block. Yes. So we take the refrigerator down the block. Then we have to go up like three flights of stairs at Jack's house. And they're those kind of stairs that they're not like, they're not like easy stairs, right? They're stairs that kind of go, you go up, you hang a right, right? You hang another right, you go up, you hang a right, you go up. So they're like stairwells up that way. So we go up three of those. And then we get there, and you think they've done the science about the doorway or anything like that? Oh, no. Can't get the thing through the door. After we try, like, every different which way. Yeah, so it was not a positive experience. And I'm looking at Lottie the whole time. Are you kidding me? Like, what is this, amateur time? Michael. So anyway, yeah. So just some advice: if you're going to invite people to move, do your due diligence, man. And part of your due diligence is you got to measure the doorway. Hello? And then don't invite people over until you have the doors off so they can just do the moving. You can do the assembly, and you haven't impacted their day adversely. Okay. Anyway, headline, Sword and Stripes. China to suspend U.S. Navy visits to Hong Kong over new law. Right? China said on Monday it will suspend U.S. military ship and aircraft visits to Hong Kong and sanction several American pro-democracy and human rights groups in retaliation for the signing into law of legislation supporting anti-government protest in the semi-autonomous territory. While the nature of the sanctions remains unclear, the move followed Chinese warnings that the U.S. would bear the cost of the Hong Kong Human Rights and Democracy Act if it was approved. The steps are in response to America's unreasonable behavior. Can you imagine how unreasonable it is? Like, to extol the virtues of democracy around the world? It's so unreasonable and bullshit. It's crazy, right? But again, it's the world according to the Chinese. And if you mess with them, we're going to choke you economically. That's the way this shit works. The bill was signed into law last Wednesday by President Trump, mandates sanctions on Chinese and Hong Kong officials who carry out human rights abuses and requires an annual review of the favorable trade status that Washington grants Hong Kong. The legislation was backed by U.S. lawmakers who are sympathetic to the protesters and have criticized Hong Kong police for cracking down on the pro-democracy movement. Police say the use of tear gas, rubber bullets, and other force is necessary in response to escalating violence by the protesters who have blocked major roads and thrown gasoline bombs back at the officers in riot gear. Why am I struggling with that? Not that it couldn't happen, but remember, what do we know about communists? When their lips are moving, they are lying. So what would they do? They would plant somebody, right? Because if you're a protester, you know that if you throw that shit first, right, what are they going to do? They're going to kill people. That's the excuse they're looking for, right? And so what is on the side of the protester, right? The video is on the side of the protester. Yeah. So, whatever you do, right? Whatever you do, don't do anything violent, right? Protest, throw the tear gas back at them, but don't do anything. So, the Chinese would say, yeah, that ain't good enough. We gotta put some people in there. And it's real interesting because sometimes you'll see video of the protesters when they know that, you know, somebody that they don't know is among them and is doing stupid stuff, and they turn on. Interesting stuff. Next headline from the Stars and Stripes. Navy beefs up its Japan-based amphibious fleet with the arrival of the USS New Orleans in Sasebo. Now, the Wasp just came back. The amphibious transport dock, USS New Orleans, one of two warships the Navy said would be sent to Sasebo Naval Base after the USS Wasp departure last fall, pulled into its new home port on Sunday. It is expected to be joined soon by the USS America, which left San Diego last month. Once in Japan, the amphibious assault ship will replace the Wasp as the flagship of Amphibious Squadron 11 and Expeditionary Strike Group 7, also known as ESG-7. The addition of the two groups will raise the 7th Fleet's number of deployed amphibious vessels from 3 to 5, alongside the Sasebo-based USS Ashland, the USS Green Bay, and the USS Germantown. The squadron often integrates with the Okinawa-based 31st Marine Expeditionary Unit. Yeah, old Patrick was a part of that. So, there you have it. Flip-flopping ships. And your amphibious arm of the Navy, which is going to get tweaked here. So a couple interesting headlines. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. The original show bumper. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. That's right. Eminem and Rihanna. So we got to hear it at least once, right? You know what? I did it again. First of all, I forgot to do the weather here in Costa Mesa. And then I forgot to do shithole weather. It just dawned on me. So let me pause the program at this important time. Currently, at the headquarters of All Marine Radio, it is partly cloudy and 53. Looking for a high of 68 today. It poured over Thanksgiving. Yeah. And so Sierra Nevadas are very, very happy. They've got enough snow to do their stuff. So congratulations to them. Let's see. Winter in Webster. Right? Fragmentary shithole weather on Monday. Snow blowing at 3:45 a.m. is always a good time. But you know what, sir? It's fucking awesome because for a long time I struggled to do this stuff when I was heavy. Then worst of all, my wife had to do the majority of the work. That shit is over forever. Yeah, if you haven't heard old Chris's story from Webster, you should check that out, okay? Chris lost 250 pounds. Yeah, it's pretty impressive. Winter storm warning remains in effect. Whoa, what is this? Additional snow accumulations of 4 to 10 inches for Webster until 7 a.m. on Tuesday. Whoa, that's for all of Massachusetts. Wow. All right, shithole weather in the correct format. Pictures of Minnesota. Minnesota got a bunch of it's beautiful though. All right, current temperature in East Grand Forks, Minnesota, clear and 3 degrees above zero. Winds 13 miles an hour. Does it give me a direction? Wind chill is sitting at 16 below zero. Blah. Exactly. Looking for 28 degrees above zero today with partly sunny skies in East Grand Forks, Minnesota. So, yeah. I always think it's funny, right? I always think it's funny when, like, I moved to North Dakota, like, I'd never heard of, like, a high, like, being below zero. That's crazy. Good morning, Mac. I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Today's weather is beautiful in Vacaville, California. So he's back from Coeur d'Alene. Beautiful Coeur d'Alene, man. He sent some beautiful pictures. Currently 48 degrees in Vacaville, looking for a high of 58. A little bit rainy. 0.7 of 1/10 of an inch of rain. So not much rain, a little bit. Winds 7 to 18 miles an hour after the south-southeast. Be well. I've got to do a show on Tarawa. Picture of Big Dave's backyard with his Weber grill back there and a bunch of leaves on the ground. The, yep. Nancy checks in. Hi, Mac. This is actually a sit rep from Pleasant Rock. Whoa. She doesn't know anything about a sit rep from Pleasantville. All the hunters here and the ones from Erie are enjoying the first full day of deer season. It's cloudy. Already at the day's high temperature of 37, winds are out of the north at 7 miles an hour, gusting to 8. Nancy, that's not a gust, okay? It's traditional. It's traditionally a day here. Schools, banks, post offices are closed. Everybody's at the local restaurant, swapping stories, filling thermoses with coffee. After the hunter's breakfast of eggs, pancakes, sausage, bacon, home fries, or maybe eggs, biscuits, and sausage and gravy. Make it a great one. Shithole weather update. Northwest PA on furlough. Till I can deal with the camera thing. Oh, Nancy. All right, Nancy. We'll accept your best effort. Until you can get that solved. So, anyway, that's a look at shithole weather from around the shitholes of the country. If you would like your shithole to have its weather read, all you got to do is send it in. All right. So you got to send it to All Marine Radio. No, you got to send it to live.allmarineradio@gmail.com. That's where it goes. Okay. And I'll read it. And it's always best if you put a little picture in it, right? So it helps the host, right? Get into the spirit of your weather. So there you have it. A couple interesting, I always talk about my affinity for USNI News. They always have some pretty interesting stories. They have the Fleet News Tracker, right? The Roosevelt and the Nimitz are in San Diego. The Truman is off the coast of Spain. The Lincoln is in the Persian Gulf. The USS America, which is on its way to Sasebo, looks to be about a day's voyage there. And the Ronald Reagan is in Yokosuka. So there's your update on the fleet for those of you who care about stuff like that. There's a report, article written. Report coming out of Congress that says U.S. shoulders a steep price to protect the merchant ships in the Straits of Hormuz. There's another interesting report there, a report to Congress on the U.S.-China competition in the South and the East China Sea. So, interesting, a couple interesting articles there. I talked to you about Frogman against Frogman. This is a story written, it's taken from the Associated Press. And I'm going to see if I can find the Associated Press version of it. So it's Associated Press story out of San Diego. The war crimes case against the Navy SEAL not only cost the Navy Secretary his job, it dragged an elite military force known for quiet professionalism. Who wrote this? Julie Watson. Julie, you obviously haven't been paying attention to the SEALs because they are anything but quiet. Okay? And they haven't been quiet for a long time, so not really sure if you've been paying attention. But anyway, we'll continue to pay attention to your article. For quiet professionalism into a political firestorm and drove a wedge through the special operations community. Regardless of their position on the allegations against Chief Gallagher, most SEALs agree that the force has suffered from the attention surrounding the case that led President Trump to restore Gallagher's rank. Quote, it's been incredibly divisive and polarizing with our own community, one SEAL said. In some ways, it's pitting frogman against frogman, and it's really hard to know what to do. We're not well equipped to deal with so much political exposure and political interference. You know, let me just say this, man. This is what you get when everything you do winds up on the front page of the newspaper. So, I mean, to me, it's like, do you not know what you become famous for? Is your head that far up your ass? The SEAL who still serves in the military spoke on a condition of anonymity, of course. The case has spurred conversation among the ranks about how to move past the uproar while also addressing the problems that led to it. SEALs still in uniform and those who are retired told the Associated Press that the debate is raging in private online forums. Some believe that the president should not have used his authority as commander-in-chief to erase the sentence handed down by military jurors who convicted Gallagher of posing with a dead Islamic State captive. Jurors recommended that he be demoted. Other SEALs believe Trump had no choice but to intervene because of the Navy's botched handling of the case, which included the prosecution tracking of emails of Gallagher's lawyers during the court-martial, which the judge said violated the due process of his rights. They thought Navy commanders went too far by calling a review board last week to determine whether he should remain a SEAL. So anyway, quote, let accountability rest at the appropriate level, and that's how we get it right. That's why we have commanders and senior enlisted advisors. We have to trust them with that. I got to tell you, boys and girls, sometimes the system doesn't work, and it didn't work in this case, right? You had junior SEALs who were supposed to do what they were supposed to do, which is to bring these matters. They got told, it took them three times to go get these charges looked at. Three times. You had them coming saying, we mess with his rifle constantly so he couldn't kill people. We shot warning shots constantly. You had one guy giving a statement saying, I shot more warning shots than I did shots at bad guys. Right? That was all like cast aside as, those guys. They're grudge holders. Anyway, number one, President Trump thanks the troops in Afghanistan. The President of the United States arrived at Bagram Airfield shortly before 8:30 p.m. local time on Thursday, spent 3.5 hours on the ground during his first trip to the site of America's longest war. So, yeah, President got to Afghanistan finally. Roundly criticized for not getting over there. He did. He, you know, big production that he was going to Mar-a-Lago, and ultimately that's where he wound up. But he spent a little time on Air Force One, and he served Turkey, thanked the troops, delivered a speech, sat down with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani before leaving just after midnight. So he's on the ground 4 hours. He arrived back in Florida where he spent the holiday weekend. So there you have it. Headed to, said he was going to Mar-a-Lago and then somehow or other wound up in Afghanistan. Trump's first stop was at the dining hall, where the crowd erupted in cheers when he arrived. He served turkey to his soldiers, dressed in fatigue, sat down for a meal. But he said he only tasted the mashed potatoes before he was pulled away for photos. I never got to the turkey. It was a gorgeous piece of turkey. Beautiful, absolutely beautiful piece of turkey. The best piece of turkey I've ever seen in my life. Let's see. What else? Anything else in his trip? There's a picture of him giving a speech, a bunch of soldiers behind him, right? So anyway, President went to Afghanistan, so congratulations to him. Number two, meet Kenneth Brathwaite, the Pickford Navy Secretary and a staunch Trump ally. So it's interesting. Brathwaite, you know, gets out as a mid-level, right? He's a Naval Academy guy, a naval aviator, and now he comes back as a Secretary of the State, Secretary of the Navy. Quote, Donald Trump is not a politician. He speaks his mind, and sometimes without a filter, Brathwaite told the audience at an Oslo security conference on October 16th. He's definitely not a diplomat. I think we all know that. He's a businessman. One of the worst things that you can do when you enter a room to negotiate is be predictable. Well, there you go. Anyway, so Brathwaite will become, I want to say what, the 79th or the 80th? Secretary of the United States Navy. Article in Marine Corps Times, the Second Battle of Fallujah. Kind of odd because, right, the fight started on like November 8th, something like that. So a pretty long article about the Second Battle of Fallujah. So that on the anniversary calendar this time of year. Next story in the top five, number four, North Korea may deploy a super large rocket launcher soon. So obviously Kim Jong-un isn't getting anywhere with this, so we're going to have to start shooting, right, shit over Japan again, and we'll go down that road. North Korea said Friday the latest test firing of its super large missile. Sounds like something out of a movie, right? Honestly. Its super large multiple rocket launcher was a final review of the weapon's combat application, a suggestion that the country is preparing to deploy the new weapon system sometime soon. South Korea's military earlier said North Korea fired two projectiles, likely the same super large rocket launcher on Thursday. It expressed strong regret over the launches and urged North Korea to stop escalating tensions. Yeah. President Moon, right? He's Mr. Nice Guy. And we love him because he loves Marines. But can't negotiate with a bully, man. Got to find him. And so you can't, like, what else can I give you to make you nice to me? Answer, nothing. The volley test aimed to finally examine the combat application of the super large multiple rocket system proved the military and technical superiority of the weapon system and its firm reliability, said the North Korean news agency's KCNA. President Kim expressed great satisfaction. Wow, I mean, come on. He and his bad haircut and that one black suit were out watching this thing. Number five, Taliban said it has the same stance on negotiations after the Trump ceasefire. The Taliban has said it is ready for peace talks with the U.S., but also said that its position is the same as it was when the talks were canceled last September after President Trump said the militant group wants a ceasefire. Okay. Headlines from overseas operations. We'll take a break and we'll get Alex Hollings on. After ISIS, how the Air Force's CENTCOM mission is changing. Next headline, Navy Times. No surprises, carrier enters the 6th Fleet Sea of Operations. So, In a surprise to no one, the Navy finally announced on Sunday that the aircraft carrier Harry S. Truman and its strike group entered the Sixth Fleet's area of operation. Yeah, isn't that the Med, the Sixth Fleet? Next headline from the Associated Press. China issues warning after U.S. warships pass disputed islands. Don't sail through international water by those islands. U.S. military makes a bold statement in its first-of-a-kind exercise with India. A new milestone was reached last week in the growing U.S.-India partnership when nearly 2,000 troops from two countries completed a military exercise in the Bay of Bengal. Hello, China. We're working with your next-door neighbors. La, 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 la. U.S. to pay less in NATO aid under a new agreement. The Trump administration moved to cut U.S. aid to NATO this week under a new formula reportedly agreed to by allied countries. Whoa, the president will be happy about that, huh? And finally, how Trump's Thanksgiving in Afghanistan trip was kept secret under wraps amid extreme security. After arrival. All right, that's a look at your news and your news headlines. Alex Holling going to join us next.
Yeah.
So we'll catch up with Alex as he joins the program for the first time in about 3 weeks. So more of All Marine Radio coming up next right here on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
More than 2 million Americans have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, and the Department of Veterans Affairs reports that approximately 11 to 20% of those warriors may have experienced symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. As we recognize PTSD Awareness Month, Real Warriors Campaign volunteer Meg Mitchum, a former Army combat medic who served in Iraq, encourages fellow warriors to reach out when they need help.
The hardest step was admitting that I needed help coping with PTSD. Once I did, my command and unit fully supported me, and I was able to get the care I needed. Getting support helped me succeed in the military and now in my civilian career.
If you or a loved one is coping with an invisible wound, resources are available and they work. For more information, visit the Real Warriors campaign at realwarriors.net or call 866-966-1020.